弟兄姊妹们早，我们今天很高兴请到我们 Lois 姐妹来到我们当中做她的见证与分享。我们的姊妹啊，在服事主的路上有很丰富的经历和学习。啊，我稍微介绍她一下。I'm just going to do a very brief introduction.
Amen.
And try your best to understand me.
I will.
If you can, you can.
My spirit will understand.
Lois 姊妹是我在银行的同事。不久之前，当我在查账的时候呢，正到她的部门去。那中间休息的时候，我们有机会一起聊天，我就发现他是一个很好的基督徒啊，他很爱唱歌，他很有天赋，而且他也跟许多布道的团体到中南美洲去啊，他的西班牙文讲得非常好，所以他在布道特会的里面不仅献唱，他也翻译西班牙文给中南美洲当地的居民来听，叫福音能够传到他们当中。那我们在交谈的时候，我觉得他的见证分享很激励我的心，我就邀请他来到我们当中跟我们一起分享。那他也说他正在祷告主，求主为他打开服事的门，因为他知道主有给他在基督身体里的一份，所以他愿意能够奉献出那一份来建造神的教会。所以今天很高兴他早晨来到我们的当中，所以我们现在就请他开始做他的分享，中间他还会唱几首的诗歌，所以我想今天早上神会大大的恩待我们。
I never thought I would fall in love with an auditor.
我从来没想我会爱上一个稽查员。
But I thank the Lord for her life.
但是我感谢主。
Because without her,
因为若没有她,
I wouldn't do a good job on what I need to do.
我没有办法在我的工作上尽好我的职分。
So thank you, Jesus, for Michelle.
说感谢，为了美笑，感谢主。
Amen.
Amen.
It's such a privilege to be here this morning.
今天早晨何等喜乐，觉得很荣幸站在这里。
To share with you something that is so close to me.
与您分享在我心中很深的一件事。
The things that are easiest to share are things that you experience.
当你有经历之后，你就很容易与人分享。
And that's why what I'm going to talk about is who is your first love.
所以我今天早上要与您分享就是那个起初的爱。
How many of you really have a good understanding of what is love?
你们对爱的了解是什么？
Raise your hand.
请你对爱的真谛有确实了解，请你举手。
How many of you have experienced love in your life?
谁曾经经历到过爱？
Now remember, there are all types of love.
有各种各样的爱哦。
Okay, some have a love for a parent.
有些人有向着父母的爱。
A friend.
向着朋友的爱。
A girlfriend, a boyfriend.
或者对着异性朋友的爱。
Or even a dog.
或者向着他的宠物，比如说狗的爱。
As Christians, our first love should be our Lord Jesus Christ.
作为基督徒，我们的最初的爱应该是向着我们的主耶稣基督。
And the reason why I'm here is I want to first talk about what is love.
今天早晨我第一件要与您分享就是什么是爱。
What is love as far as in the physical realm?
是在一个物质的境界的吗？
And in the spiritual realm.
还有在属灵的境界的。
And once we have a good understanding of what is love,
当我们知道什么是爱之后，
it's going to force us to evaluate our life.
会让我们能够回头来检讨一下我们的生活。
And the type of love that we have for our Lord Jesus Christ.
以及在我们的生命中， 我们对耶稣基督爱的认识。
I remember one day I was in church and a minister asked a very important question.
我记得有一次在聚会里，我们的牧师问了一个很重要的问题。
She asked if you were accused in a court of law.
她说如果你今天在法院被控告。
That you followed Jesus and loved him.
因为你爱主耶稣并且跟随他。
Would there be enough evidence to convict you?
那这样子的你的这样子的爱是不是是一个足够的证据让你成为罪犯？
Think about that question.
想想看这个问题。
The evidence would be whether or not you went to church.
那我们能够提出的证据就是说你有没有去教堂。
How you spoke about God.
你平常怎么样谈论到耶稣基督。
Hopefully no one would say, I didn't know they believed in Jesus.
我希望没有人出来作证说我不知道他是信主的。
I thought she was just like us.
我以为他就跟我们一样的。
If I was in court,
如果我是在法院里,
I would want to be convicted of being a Christian.
我愿意被称为是基督徒。
The Bible says that we are the light of the world.
圣经说我们是世界的光。
And what that means is that when we walk about this world,
这句话的意思就是说当我们在世界上生活的时候,
people have to see something that's different in us.
别人要在我们身上看到一些不同的事物。
You know those lights that we have when you tap it, it goes on, and when you tap it, it goes off?
你知道有一种那种一种光是什么你一拍它就会亮你一再一拍它就会齐的。
As Christians, we can't be one of those tap on, tap off lights.
身为基督徒，我们不是忽亮忽明的，忽暗忽明的。
Our light needs to be stayed on for 24 hours a day.
而我们的光是要24小时不断照耀着。
And you know what? The light shines brightest in the dark.
你知道光在黑暗中是最亮的。
But that doesn't mean you need to hang out in nightclubs.
这不是说每天晚上你都要夜总会去。
But what it means is that we are going to be surrounded by non-Christians.
但这句话就是说，我们一生中，我们生活里要被非基督徒所充满围绕着。
So people should be able to see your light.
而在这个环境里，别人必须能够在你身上看到光。
And see the love relationship that you have with Jesus Christ.
看到你与耶稣基督那个爱的关系。
When you're at work.
当你上班的时候。
When you're at school.
你在学校里的时候。
When you're at Christmas office parties.
或者在你办公室的圣诞晚会的时候
When you're driving your car in traffic
当你在交通阻塞中开车的时候
When you give the person a finger it should be a wave
当你要对人做什么表示的时候最好是
praise the Lord
这指头都伸出来或者是赞美的手势
Nothing else
不要有其他的动作
People should sense something about you by the way you dress
别人呢看到你的穿着就可以对你有一个大概的认识
And more importantly by the way you act
特别是你的行为上人家可以感觉出来
So now with all of that my question again is what is love?
所以我的问题就是说什么是爱啊
Love is one of the most beautiful and yet misunderstood words in the world
爱是一个最美的但是也常常最被误解的一个字
Some say that love is an emotion
有人说爱是一个情绪
Some say that love is a feeling.
有人说爱是一个感觉。
Some say that love is a decision.
有人说爱是一个决定。
And some say that love is an action.
有些人说爱是一个行动。
You know what I say?
你知道我怎么诠释这个字呢？
All of the above.
全部都包括。
But let's see what the Bible says about love.
但是圣经怎么说到爱这个字呢？
The first type of love that the Bible talks about.
在圣经里所提到的最第一种爱。
Is the love that we have for close friends or brothers.
就是我们对着我们的弟兄或者我们的好朋友的爱。
And that's an easy love to understand.
这种爱是很容易了解的。
The second type of love.
第二种爱呢?
Is the love that we have for your family.
是我们对着家人的爱。
Or should have for your family.
或者我们该对家人有的爱。
But that's another sermon.
但是那个题目是另外一场聚会可以用的。
The third type of love we have.
第三种爱我们有的呢
is the carnal or sexual love
是感性性感上的爱
the most important love that I'm going to talk about today
今天我所要分享的爱呢
is the most purest type of love that exists
是最纯洁的爱
and it only comes from God
而这个爱只能从神来
do you think you know what that word is
你知道这个爱是什么吗
agape
在原文里叫做 agape
It's called agape love. And you read about it in 1 Corinthians 13.
如果你读林前第十三章
Love is patient.
爱就是凡事忍耐
Love is kind.
爱是又有恩慈
Love doesn't hold grudges.
爱是宽恕
Love turns the other cheek.
爱是把你的脸转过来由人再打一下
Then it turns the other cheek.
然后再把这边也转过来给人家打一下
It's a love that seeks the highest good of others.
爱是求别人最高的益处
Not just friends or family.
不只是你所关心的朋友或家人。
It's a caring love.
I'm sorry.
It's a caring love.
是一个关切的爱。
It's a love that Mother Teresa showed.
是修女玛丽莎所彰显出来。你们知道这位女性吗？
She gave her life for love.
她为了爱的缘故奉献了她的一生。
She gave up the comforts that the world could offer.
她放弃这个世界所能够提供她的享受。
In order to help the sick, the weak, and the poorest of the poor.
而去帮助那些最贫穷、最疾病中的人。
Agape love has also been defined as active goodwill.
这个至高纯洁的爱也可以翻成说是一个善意的爱。
So I believe that agape love means a word of action.
我相信这样的至善的爱呢是一个有行动的爱
If someone says they love you
如果有人跟你说我爱你
But they don't show you
但是却不向你表现这个爱
Then really it's not love
那恐怕不是真的爱
So how do you know you're in love?
那你怎么知道你现在是在爱中呢
And with that love how can you translate to the love relationship that you have with Jesus?
而在这个爱中你怎么样来与你跟耶稣基督的爱发生关系呢
I'd like to read 1 John 4:8
我想念约翰一书。
In the Bible, 1 John 4:8.
第四章第八节。约翰一书第四章第八节。
And what 1 John 4:8 says?
这里说到。
Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
So in order to really know how to love God,
所以要能够真的知道如何爱神，
you have to be able to relate it to what the love is in the physical world.
那你必须知道怎么样在这个物质世界爱是怎么样。
So let's think about it.
让我们想一想。
You know you are in love when?
你知道你什么时候陷入爱情中？
You wake up in the morning, and that person is the first thing on your mind.
就是你早晨醒来的时候，你第一个想到的人。
You know you're in love.
你知道你是在恋爱中。
When you want to spend time with that person.
因为你一直想要多花时间跟那个人在一起。
You know you're in love.
你知道你是在恋爱中。
When you want to please that person.
当你所做的每一件事都是要讨那个人的欢喜。
You know you're in love.
你知道你是在爱中。
When you can't stop thinking about that person.
当你无法停止想着那个人。
You're consumed by that person.
你好像被那个人整个人抓住了。
You send them gifts.
你会送他们礼物。
Cards.
给他卡片。
Flowers.
花朵。
And you see that man over there in the suit, that's my husband.
你看到坐在你们当中那位穿西装的男士。你把你的亲吻送给他。
So,
I want to ask you these questions. 我会问你这些问
题。When you think about your love relationship with Jesus Christ,
当你想到你跟主耶稣基督爱的关系的时候，
how are you going to answer these questions?
你要怎么回答这样的问题？
When you wake up in the morning,
那就是早晨当你醒来的时候，
do you begin your morning by praising and worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ?
你是先开始感谢赞美他吗？
Or do you ask yourself what's for breakfast?
还是你想，今天早上要吃什么？
I know a lady who's 86 years old.
我认识一位86岁的妇人。
And she says every day when she wakes up.
她说每天早晨她醒来的时候。
The first thing she says.
第一件她说的是。
Thank you, Jesus.
就是感谢你主耶稣。
That I woke up this morning.
今天早晨我醒过来了。
I love you and I praise your name.
我爱你，我赞美你的名。
Thank you for your goodness and your mercy.
谢谢你的恩惠和慈爱。
And that's how we should wake up in the morning.
这也是我们早晨醒来时候该有的一个情形。
When you think about the Lord, do you want to spend time with Him?
当你想到主的时候，你愿不愿意想要多花点时间跟他在一起
？In daily devotions,
比如说早晨起来晨更
，in prayer,
起来祷告
，and attending church,
或者去聚会。
When you praise God, do you want to cry?
当你赞美神的时候，你有没有想要哭泣？
Do you want to jump for joy?
你有没有想要起来跳跃？
Do you want to dance before Him?
你有没有想起来跳舞在他面前？
All that shows you that you really love the Lord.
这些的反应跟欲望表示说我们爱神。
Throughout the day, do you just have Him on your mind?
当你在一天生活里面的时候，你是不是只有想到耶稣？
A conscious awareness of His presence.
常常很有知觉的 很敏感说他的同在是不是在你身边
Do you show your love for God by giving your tithes and offerings?
你是不是向神借着奉献十分之一来表现你向神的爱呢
By helping the less fortunate?
或者帮助那些比你不幸的人
By giving your time and your resources to those in need?
奉献你的时间资源给那些有需要的人
Remember, action speaks louder than words.
因为我们的行为要比我们所说的话大声具体的多。
I don't know how you would translate this in Mandarin, but there's a very well-known saying that it says, "What you do speaks so loud, I can't hear what you say."
我不晓得这句话我们试着翻译，就是说你所做的是这么大的声你所做的你的行为好像这么大的声音，以至于我听不见你所说的话。
Remember that God does not want to compete for your love.
神不是要来跟我们竞争，来抢我们的爱。
He must come first.
但是呢，他必须在凡事上居首位。
In Matthew 22:37 it says,
在马太福音22:37说到，
We are to love God with all of our heart.
主耶稣说到，你要尽心，
with all of our soul,
尽性，
and with all of our mind,
尽意。
That means he wants everything.
就是说尽我们所有的来爱他。
There's no room for anything else.
所以不能够有其他的掺杂的。
Amen.
Amen.
what I want to do now, I brought my sister with me, and we want to sing a song. What's going to happen is I'll be sharing with you, and then we'll be singing just to have a variety. And the first song we want to sing is Oh Glorious Love.
我早晨邀请了我的妹妹与我一同来，那在我的分享中，我会不断的我们穿插诗歌。那我们要唱，现在要献唱第一首诗歌。
Because this song talks about the glorious love of our Lord Jesus Christ. 谢谢。
Oh, 谢谢。
It has been wonderful to worship with you this morning.
Here, go ahead. I'll step back.
Okay.
I really felt the presence of Jesus. And I must tell you, when the young people came up and started singing, it's like the presence of God came even more strongly.
Amen.
So I thank God that He uses us all. And it's our prayer that He would touch you through the words of these songs. The Bible says we love because He first loved us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying, Oh God, pour out your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad in our hearts the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
In my darkness, Jesus found me, touched my eyes and made me see. Broke since chains that long had bound me, gave me life and liberty. Oh, glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made Him stoop to save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then in heaven above,
how do we maintain this love relationship and even make it grow?
我第二个问题是说，我们如何维持这个爱的关系，并且让这个爱的关系还能够增长？
The thing about love is that it just can't stay where it is.
关于爱呢，很有趣的就是你不能让爱维持在一个同一个程度不改变。
A love has to either grow or go backwards.
爱只能增长或者呢减少。
It can't be stagnant.
是不可能维持不变的。
So what do we have to do to maintain a healthy relationship in the physical world?
我们在物质的世界怎么样维持一个健康的人际关系？
First of all, we have to nurture our love relationships.
第一，我们必须花功夫来浇灌这个关系。
It's like a beautiful flower.
就像一朵美丽的花。
It smells sweet.
闻起来很香。
It's beautiful.
又很漂亮。
But what do you have to do to keep it in that state?
但是你必须做什么让这个花维持它的美丽呢？
You have to water it.
你必须不断的浇灌。
You have to prune it.
你必须修剪。
If you just pluck it,
如果你就把它拔出来
and say, stay in love with me,
然后说你们保持这样爱的关系
it's going to shrivel up.
但是结果呢，这个花会枯萎的
and it's going to die.
这个花会死亡。
And that happens with a lot of married couples.
这在很多婚姻关系中都发生这样的情形。
When they first fall in love,
当初他们在恋爱中
sparks are flying everywhere.
哦，火花到处都在散放。
You can't get enough of each other.
好像你都彼此相处的时间都不够。
You're just glued together.
好像你们都在粘在一起了。
But then comes on football.
但是呢，结果足球赛开始了。
And you've been married now about 5 years.
你们结婚五年了。
And you say, baby, I love you.
你会说哦，亲爱的，我爱你。
But don't bother me. Go shopping.
去逛街吧，现在不要吵。
And then there comes the children.
然后你们有了孩子了。
And the mother says, I love you, honey, but I gotta go and spend time with the kids.
说哦，亲爱的丈夫，我爱你，但是我得花时间照顾孩子。
So you have all these distractions.
所以我们有各样其他的原因带我们离开。
And sometimes it's so subtle.
常常呢是这样合理的原因。
So what I'm saying is don't neglect the people that you love.
我的意思就是说不要忽略你所爱的人。
Keep them your top priority.
把他们放在你重要的名单上。
You need to keep your relationship exciting.
你必须让你们之间的关系呢非常的有趣。
Avoid boredom.
避免那个无聊的情况。
I remember there was a girl.
我记得有这么一个女孩。
And she was a Christian.
她是一个基督徒。
And I met her at a party.
我在一个派对上认识她。
And she told me at one time she was a Christian.
她跟我说我曾经是个基督徒。
And now she was dressed up fully clothed with not a veil, but with those religions where you had to clothe yourself.
她现在结果她穿着得很特别。
I don't know if it was Buddhist or Muslim, but one of those religions.
那种好像回教徒穿的就是把全身都盖得只剩下眼睛露出来。
And she told me she left Christianity.
她说我离开基督教。
Because she got bored.
因为我觉得很无趣。
It was too simple.
对我来说太简单了。
It wasn't exciting.
不够刺激。
I don't think she knows the God that I know.
我想她认识的神跟我所认识的神可不一样。
My life did not wake up until I became a Christian.
我的生命，我的一生，好像我这个人没醒过来，直到我遇见神之后。
To me, the Christian life should be the most exciting life that there is.
对我来说，一个基督徒的生活是一个最有刺激、最丰富的生活。
And if it's not,
如果不是的话
talk to Michelle, she can make your life exciting.
Yeah, like, 可以跟你们弟兄姊妹们交通。
When you begin to serve God,
当你开始服侍神的时候
pray in the Spirit,
当你在圣灵中
祷告 begin to get attacked by the enemy,
当你经历到仇敌的攻击的时候
and get the victory,
然后你得胜。
I have this saying, every test can become a testimony.
我的说法就是，每来一个试验，就是带来一个见证。
But you gotta go through the test.
但是你必须要经过这个试验。
Most couples are strong because of trials and tribulations they went through together.
很多人或夫妇的关系很好，因为他们一起经过生命中许多的患难和难处。
And let's look at the different men in the Bible.
那圣经怎么说呢？
Do you think Joshua had a bored life?
你觉得我们所说约书亚他的生活很无聊吗？
Do you think Moses was allowed to sleep on the job?
你觉得摩西在当职的时候他可以睡觉吗？
No, he had to lead the Israelites out of the desert.
他要带这么大批的以色列人离开那个旷野。
Do you think Abraham sat around all day just going nice camel, nice camel?
你觉得亚伯拉罕就天天坐在那一群骆驼当中然后拍拍说哦，好乖的骆驼。
Do you think Apostle Paul always hung out at Club Med?
你觉得那个使徒保罗一天到晚去度假吗？
Do you think that Peter said, Jesus, catch you later, I'm going fishing?
你觉得彼得常说，主耶稣啊，待会儿见，我先去钓鱼去了。
And look at the life of Apostle John.
看看使徒约翰他的一生。
All of these men live exciting lives.
这些人的一生可是充满了刺激的。
So if you're bored,
如果你觉得生活很平淡的话
if you really pray a little bit harder,
那你只需要稍微祷告多一点
and dedicate your life to God,
把你的生命交在神手里
in a new and powerful way,
想认识他的大能。
Trust me, things will change.
相信你，相信我，你这样祷告之后，你的生命会改变的。
Another thing that makes a relationship strong is communication.
另外一个让我们的人际关系强坚强的，就是要沟通。
Being able to speak freely to that person.
我们能够很自由的、很敞开的跟对方沟通。
And also having mutual respect for one another.
在同时的沟通的同时，又能够对彼此能够有真实的尊重。
So understanding this physical relationship, let's look at the spiritual relationship that we have with God.
我们该所说的是在这个世界上一般人际关系的一个原则。那我们看看跟神的关系怎么样。
I want you to answer these questions.
我要问你几个问题，请你回答。
Do you seek ways to grow closer to God?
你有没有寻找方法好让你能够跟神更亲近？
Do you try to attend seminars about spiritual growth?
你有没有去参加各样的特别聚会好让你的属灵成长？
Do you read Christian literature about spiritual growth?
你有没有读一些属灵的书籍，关于如何在灵性上成长？
Do you attend Bible study?
你有没有参加读经的聚会？
Do you show a reverence and respect for the things of God?
你对于关乎神的事，你有没有一个真实的敬虔？
And what I mean by that is, do you use God's name in vain?
换句话说，你有没有妄称神的名？
Do you laugh when people tell you sacrilegious jokes?
当人告诉你一些宗教的笑话的时候，你是不是跟着一起嘲笑？
One of the biggest downfalls of Christians,
基督徒当中一个很大的危险
is when they take the holy things of God,
就是他们把属神的神圣的事物
and make a Christian joke,
把他们改造成一些基督徒的笑话。
We have to keep the thought the things of God reverent and holy.
但是我们实在应该把一切关乎神的事把它当作圣洁的。
To make your love relationship with Jesus stronger, do you serve in the church?
为了让你跟主耶稣基督爱的关系更坚强，你有没有在教会里服事？
Do you participate in outreach ministries?
你有没有参与各样的事工？
When the church has retreats, do you make it a point to attend them?
当教会有特会或者是特会的时候，你有没有把你的时间分别为了要参加这样的聚会？
Let me tell you one of the biggest attacks of Satan.
我告诉你们，仇敌对我们最大的攻击
is to distract you from the things of God.
就是把我们从关乎神的事带开来。
These are the thoughts that Satan is going to put in your mind.
因为呢，他会把这样的思想放在我们的心思里。
He's going to tell you.
他会告诉我们
，Don't rock the boat.
哦，不要制造麻烦啦。
It's okay to sleep in today, even though it's Sunday.
虽然今天是主日，稍微晚起一点没关系的。
Don't go to church.
啊，不要去教会了。
You know you were at that party all night.
你知道你昨天晚上参加那个派对搞得好晚。
Now you need to rest.
你现在该好好休息一下。
Look beautiful for your job on Monday.
好叫你礼拜一上班的时候看起来整齐一点。
Or Satan may tell you.
仇敌或者会这样说。
It's okay to sing nasty songs in public at karaoke.
没有关系，可以到那些卡拉 OK 的地方去唱一些很不好的歌。
People need to hear that voice God's given you.
因为人需要听到神给你那个美好的歌喉啊。
Or Satan may say to you,
或者仇敌会这样说
That church is okay, they don't need your money.
哦，那个教会没有问题，他不需要你的金钱奉献。
Buy those tennis shoes you've been wanting for the last 20 years.
去买，用那些钱去买你等了20年一直想买的那个网球鞋。
And this is a good one, Satan will tell you.
或者仇敌会这样说
Go ahead and watch that X-rated movie.
哦，去嘛，去看那个X 级的电影。
You know that girl's pretty. She's one of God's wonderful creations.
哦，里面的女主角非常漂亮。你不要忘了，她也是神的奇妙创造啊。
Or Satan may tell you, you're praying too much.
或者仇敌会来说啊，你祷告太多了。
You're becoming a fanatic.
你现在好像那个耶稣迷一样。
People are going to laugh at you.
人家会笑你的。
But let me tell you, they laughed at Noah.
你要知道吗？同样的人也笑挪亚。
When he was building that ark,
当他在那里建造那个方舟的时候
，people didn't even know what rain was.
在那个时代，人还没见过下雨嘞。
He was considered a fanatic.
所以人看他像个神经病。
But guess what?
但是你知道吗
？That boat saved him.
那个方舟救了他的全家。
Don't let the devil get in your head.
所以不要容许仇敌把各样的错误放在你的心中。
And especially the young people here.
特别我们当中亲爱的年轻人。
You know what? You are different than the world.
你知道吗？你们与世界是有分别的。
But it's a good thing.
但是这个分别是好的。
For you who were born in a Christian home,
尤其你们这些出生在基督教家庭里的。
Thank God you're being spared from the pain that non-Christians suffer.
感谢神将你们保守了，让你们不至于受那些非基督徒家庭里面所经历的、遭遇的痛苦。
So when these thoughts get in your head,
所以当这些不好的思想来的时候
I want you to think that you have a radio in your head,
我要你这样想象，好像你有一个收音机在你的脑袋
and you have the power to change the channel,
你有权利改变你要听哪一台。
So when this station comes in, go to the world and sin, go to the world and sin.
当这个电视台这个收音机台说去世界去犯罪
just go,
那你就把它一转
change that channel,
换一台。
Go on the God station.
找到属神的那一台。
Because we can't control what comes into our mind.
因为我们是不能够决定什么东西进到我们的心思。
But we can't control what stays in our mind.
但是我们有权利选择容许什么留在我们的心思里。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Amen. Now I'm going to talk about a subject that's really, really, really close to my heart.
现在我要分享的一点呢，是在我的心中非常深、非常亲切的。
I was born in a Christian home.
我是在基督教家中长大的。
God was good to me and my family.
神对我的家非常的有恩典。
I learned at an early age what it meant to pray.
我很小的时候就知道什么是祷告。
What it meant to go to church.
什么叫做去教会。
I saw God answer prayers in the life of my family and friends.
我看到神在我的家中跟朋友中怎样答应我们的祷告。
But even Christians can stumble when they get distracted.
但当基督徒被引开神的道路上的时候，一样是会跌倒的。
And that's why I say this sermon is close to my heart.
所以我说我现在要分享的是在我心中很深很切的。
But before I share this, I want to sing a song with my sister called His Eyes on the Sparrow.
当我在分享之前，我想跟我的姊妹一起在唱她的眼看顾麻雀这首诗歌。
Because even though I'm going to share with you some things that bring pain to me,
我接下来要分享的一些事也许会带给我一些痛苦。
I have to remember that God always watches me.
但是呢，这让我不断地想到说，神的确看顾我。
Our God is a jealous God.
我们的神是一个忌邪的神。
In Exodus 23 it says,
在使徒行传第二十三章
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
在我面前你们不可以有别神。
It's amazing that this is the first commandment.
这实在很稀奇，这是第一个诫命。
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
在我之外你们不可以侍奉别神。
So what happened to Lois?
所以
That's me.
在我身上发生了什么事呢?
What made me stop having God as my first love?
什么时候开始让我不再把神当作我最重要的爱呢?
Remember I told you that sometimes it's the subtle things?
你知道有的时候是乎是很合理的事
that get you off track?
让我们离开神。
Well, for me it started by I got too busy.
我的原因呢就是啊我太忙了。
I began to work on Sundays.
我开始在主日的时候做工
Because even though I really didn't have to
其实我并不需要
But for the job that I did That's where I made the most money
但是呢我那时候所选择的工作的主日是赚最多钱的日子
And so I would tell my mother
所以我就会告诉我的母亲
Thank God for Christian's moms
哦，感谢主有基督徒的母亲
You can't hide nothing from mama
因为你不能够在她面前隐藏任何事。
My mother says she has gray hair.
我的母亲说她有白头发。
And callous knees.
还有这个老化的膝盖。
Because of me.
但是都是因为我。
Her prayer life has strengthened because of me.
她祷告的生活增强了因为我的缘故。
Because she always prayed for me.
因为她常常跪下来为我祷告。
But not only for me, but her five other children.
不仅是为我，为着我其他五个兄弟姐妹。
So I want to talk to the mothers and fathers.
所以我在这里要与在座的父母分享。
If you have a child right now that's not walking with the love,
如果现在
walking with the Lord,
你有儿女们没有与神紧紧同行的
，Don't give up,
不要放弃
，Keep praying,
继续祷告。
To me, prayer allows God's hands to move.
对我而言，祷告带进神的手。
Sometimes it takes time for God to get the work done.
有的时候神要一点时间才能把事情做完。
But you must be obedient to His word, which means pray without ceasing.
但是我们必须要遵守他的话，就是不住的祷告。
Pray for your loved ones.
为着你所爱的切切祷告。
So because I got too busy for Sunday,
因为呢我那时候星期天都太忙了。
I would go to church sometimes on a Thursday.
所以有时候我就礼拜四去教会。
Oh, but Saturday I had to make more money.
哦，但是礼拜六可是赚钱的日子哦。
Even though I knew I could really go to church that day.
虽然我是可以去礼拜六的教会的。
So what happened is my spiritual life began to shrivel.
结果呢，就是我属灵的生命开始萎缩。
Because I was not nurturing my relationship with the Lord.
因为我没有花时间培养我与主的关系。
And I was not fellowshipping with Christians.
并且没有与众圣徒有交通。
I began to allow other things to take its place.
我允许其他的人事物进到我的生命里。
I began to date men who weren't Christians. Rich, don't tell mama.
我开始与非基督徒交往、约会。
A lot of the boyfriends I had, my mom didn't know about.
我有一些男朋友，我母亲看都没有看过。
Because I didn't want my mama to preach to me.
因为我不希望听到我母亲对我传教。
I didn't want my sisters to preach to me.
我也不要我的姐妹们来对我宣教、传讲。
I began to harden my heart to the things of God.
我渐渐对着向着神的事刚硬起来。
I began to feel guilty and shame
我渐渐觉得很有罪恶感，觉得很惭愧。
The worst guilt to feel is when you know you're doing wrong.
最糟糕的一种罪恶感就是说你知道你做的不对。
And even though I know God kept me in the palm of His hand,
即使我知道神把我握在他的手掌心中。
But I was in a very vulnerable position.
但是我所站的位置是一个非常脆弱的位置。
I even had unsaved men propose to me.
我甚至有非基督徒的男士来向我求婚。
They would say, "You're beautiful."
他们说，哦，你好美。
I love you.
我爱你。
I need you.
我需要你。
But I have a saying.
但是呢，我有这么一个说法。
And listen to me, young people.
年轻人，请听我说。
If you marry a devil's child,
如果
expect father-in-law problems.
如果你嫁给一个不信主的人，要小心你未来的岳父或者是你公公，因为这样的他的岳父或公他的爸爸是魔鬼。
Did you get that?
你们明白吗？
So if you marry somebody that belongs to the devil, their father-in-law is Satan himself.
如果你所嫁的或者说娶的是一个不信主的，他的父亲就是真正的父亲就是魔鬼。
That's why the Bible says, "Don't be unequally yoked."
所以圣经上说不要与不信的人同负一轭。
And that's why I'm so glad I found my Christian husband.
所以我很高兴我认识我基督徒的先生。
Another thing I stopped doing was having devotions.
还有我停止做的另外一件事呢，就是我不再晨更。
And you never realize how important God is in your life until He starts to slip away.
你永远不知道神在你生活中有多么重要，直到他在你的生命中渐渐消失。
John 10:10 says,
约翰福音十章十节说道，
That Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
仇敌来是为了偷窃、杀害与毁坏。
The Bible also refers to sin as the pleasures of sin.
圣经也讲到罪恶是那个最终的快乐。
It didn't say sin is painful.
圣经从来没有说犯罪是一件痛苦的事。
A lot of people tell me I like to fornicate.
有很多人说
I like to have relationships with married people.
我喜欢跟已经结婚的人发生关系。
I like to overeat, overdrink, and overindulge.
我喜欢多吃多喝酗酒。
But what they don't realize is that these things are only temporary.
但是他们所不明白的就是这些事都是暂时。
And there are consequences associated with sin.
而这些事之后都有结果的，而这个结果跟罪是有关的。
And those consequences are despair, misery, and even death.
结果呢是叫我们失望，叫我们丧志，甚至死亡。
But I have to say, one day came that I got tired.
有一天呢，我觉得厌倦了。
And I said, Lord, I'm tired of running away.
我对神说，神啊，我对于从你面前逃离感到厌倦了。
And I would say, God, protect me from myself.
我说神啊，求你救我脱离我自己。
And bring back that love that I had for you in the very beginning.
带我回到我对你那个起初的爱里。
And God not only answered my prayers.
神不仅回答了我这样的祷告。
But the prayers of all those who were praying for me.
也回答了所有那些不断为我祷告人的祷告。
Including my mother.
包括我所亲爱的母亲。
And my sisters.
我的姐妹们。
And my brothers.
我的兄弟。
And I thank Him today because I can stand here before you and say that Jesus is my first love.
我感谢他们为我的带导，以致我今天能够站在这里说，耶稣是我最深的爱。
Amen.
Amen.
My sister and I are going to now sing a song called "In the Name of the Lord."
我们现在要再唱一首歌，奉主名来的值得称颂。
When we call upon your name, let me live my life. Let it be pleasing more to thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to care for me.
And I know